In this bulletin, Victoria enters day one of a 7-day COVID-19 lockdown. China hits out at Australia over a controversial trial. And in sport, Richmond recalls a number of premiership players for Sunday's clash with Adelaide. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. Victoria's fourth COVID-19 lockdown is now underway, with authorities urging those eligible to get vaccinated. The 7-day statewide shutdown started just before midnight in a bid to contain Melbourne's 26-case outbreak. People are now only able to leave home for 5 reasons: to shop for food and essential items, provide or receive care, exercise, work or study if permitted, and to get vaccinated. Acting Premier James Molino says the virus will get away from contact tracers if people's movements aren't limited.
And with 10,000 primary and secondary cases, with more than 150 exposure sites right around the state of Victoria, we've got to act now. In just 24 hours, the number of cases has doubled. So unless something drastic happens, this will become increasingly uncontrollable.
Western Australia, South Australia and Tasmania have all announced a hard border with Victoria in response to the latest outbreak. Returning residents and essential travellers will be allowed in, but must quarantine for 14 days. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says anyone arriving in her state who's been in Victoria since the 11th of May will need to enter hotel quarantine. New South Wales and the Northern Territory require those arriving from certain hotspots to undergo mandatory quarantine and testing. Overseas, and China has hit out at Australia's efforts to intervene in the case of detained writer Yang Hengjun. Dr. Yang's been charged with espionage, but details of the case against the Australian have been shrouded in secrecy. The 56-year-old denies the charges that have seen him detained in China for almost 2.5 years. China's Foreign Affairs spokesman Zhao Lijian says the case involves state secrets and cannot be held in open court.
We firmly reject Australia's groundless moves to disrupt China's handling of the case in accordance with the law and to meddle in our judicial sovereignty. We have made solemn representation to the Australian side about this.
The United Nations Human Rights Council has agreed to launch an international investigation into possible war crimes committed during the 11-day conflict between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. The 47-member forum adopted a resolution brought by the Organisation of Islamic Cooperation and the Palestinian delegation to the United Nations by a vote of 24 states in favour, 9 against, with 14 abstentions. Germany and the United Kingdom are among the 9 countries who voted no. Germany's ambassador to the United Nations in Geneva, Hans-Peter Jügel, says that the resolution doesn't address the recent escalation and omits any context behind the conflict. The resolution claims Israel's strikes in the Gaza Strip could constitute war crimes if they were deemed to be indiscriminate and disproportionate in their impact on civilians. To sport, and Richmond has recalled Premiership players Trent Cotchin, Dion Prestia, Shea Bolton and Josh Caddy for Sunday's clash with Adelaide. Originally scheduled for the MCG, Melbourne's COVID-19 lockdown has forced the AFL to move the game to Sydney's Giants Stadium. The Gold Coast Suns' Darwin encounter with Hawthorn has also been shifted to Sydney. Despite the upheaval, AFL Chief Executive Gillon McLachlan says the next 2 rounds will still be important in marking the contribution of First Nations footballers to the game.
Even though it is not rolling out as we planned, this weekend's Sir Doug Nicholls round is an important recognition, and we look forward to celebrating the brilliance of all Indigenous players, past and present, over the next 2 weekends.
And now for a look at today's weather. Showers and a possible storm in Perth and 24, partly cloudy in Adelaide and 18, a shower or two in Melbourne and 14, light morning shower or two in Hobart and 11, partly cloudy in Canberra and 13, windy in Wollongong and 17, similar conditions in Sydney and 18, Windy as well in Newcastle and 19, sunny in Brisbane and 22, partly cloudy in Cairns, 28, and sunny in Darwin, 32. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.